strong as chain as from
Actually, you don't really do what
you can't do as much because the stockholders don't like for one thing.
Contractor doesn't ever.
I'm a contractor too.
Okay, but it starts with this much business. Here's your $1 million. Now it went to $2 million. Not percent fee, it's a fixed fee. CPFFF. Fixed it is. So that's all the fee you're going. So then you did twice as much business at 3%. All you got was $10 over here. Like it, the stockholders don't like it, they don't get a dividend, and so on. Now, if you did that only on 1% of your business when the thing was just being defined, you still have 99% out here when you can have an award fee, or I don't like award fee, but if you had an incentive, you could incentivize it when you know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Then the gosh darn contractor isn't over the barrel to make his fair return. Mm-hmm. Now, on the business of changes and things that fall within the changes clause, if you write a loose contract, then you're at the disadvantage of saying that anything is out of scope. Mm-hmm. But if you try and define it, you're virtually assured of having to change it. Mm-hmm. So, unless you take yay long to do it, this spec isn't worth the paper that's written on it. You want to become very definitive. In other words, if you had to do it in this length of time, it's like engineering releasing something to the factory. They're the first ones to gripe if it's wrong, and they should. Mm-hmm. But if they want it tonight, they're going to get what's right off the top of my head. If they want to give me what is normal lead time to do the engineering before I release it to the shop, I have a far better probability of having that stuff right when it goes out there. Same thing on the dollars. If we take a sensible phasing of it, we can define the job. If we can't define it, we can't price it. Now, well, on changes is as Ralph was saying, find the probability of having that stuff right when it goes out there. Same thing. If we take a sensible phasing of it, we can define the job. If we can't define it, we can't price it. Now, getting well on changes is as Ralph was saying, not really all that good, because unless you can define out of scope work, you don't get any money on that. Mm-hmm. All you get your costs. Mm-hmm. So the guy that, I guess it was Bill Darling, who had a sign in his office that says, "Count that day lost in slow descending sun, see estimates of costs and business done for fun." And we aren't in business for our health. So I just think that we can be sensible about it and phase the work, and once we have it tied down, think how shuttle is evolving. Mm-hmm. And evolve it will.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they've been doing these studies back to the dinosaur days.
Yeah, sure they have. And many of the same problems.
Pretty good though.
You bet.
Phases, yeah.
You bet it's good. Yeah. I think
it'd be awful to have to say we were bid this shuttle program for 100 vehicles.
I think it's the only healthy way that the country can go into this sort of thing.
I mean, the Navajo used to be one contract every year,
mm-hmm.
At least new supplemental agreement.
Yeah, and we didn't. The country didn't suffer. The country developed guidance system, rocket system, new materials, titanium. Help! North America did some of the original work on titanium because of the requirements of Navajo. And this was incrementally bid, it was incrementally funded, but this business of saying we get well on changes, I guess you just don't go as broke. I would think more of that. And a guy can look awful sick when he says I've got to face up to an overrun, and because the did this thing to completion, we just can't do it for that. Mm-hmm. I guess the only thing worse is what Lockheed had to do.
Yeah.
They bid a fixed price, and then they had to take the extra cost. That'll wipe you out.
Only $200 million.
Oh dear, how about that? Well, I've run over here.
Okay. Phew, thank you very much.
Well, I always enjoy talking about Saturn. It was